Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna。
Today, Anna, it's our second day with Meet the Wongs. That's right, the Wong family, one of our favorite families around, are always entertaining, always interesting, but it seems that this month they're having a little bit of a difficult and almost scary situation, aren't they? What happened yesterday when we met the Wongs? Do you remember?
就那个 Mac 就跑出去走丢啦。
Yeah.
Paige 带着他出去，结果没有带那个 leash， 有没有？结果 Mac 就追着垃圾车 garbage truck， 然后不见了。
He's gone.
He's
That's
gone.
That's right. So Mom, of course, was very quick thinking. She grabbed a bag of Mac's dog cookies, his dog treats, to try to bring him home. But when we left them yesterday, they still hadn't found Mac. He was still missing.So, of course, you know, dogs can find their way home, but they can also get in accidents. So let's hope that they find Mac before there's any trouble. All right, let's check out our dialogue and our characters in Meet the Wong.
Meet the Wong. Meet the Wong. Meet the Wong. Meet the Wong. Meet the Wongs.
Meet the Wongs.Where is Mac?
Mac, where are you? Do you want a treat?
Mom, can we take a break? Everyone is looking at us.
We can't give up, Paige. We have to find Mac.
I thought you hated Mac. You always shout at him for biting your shoes.
Oh, Mac is part of our family. He's like one of my kids.
Do you hear that?
I don't hear anything. Let's keep going.
Mac, I'm so happy you're okay.
Come on, stupid dog. Stop biting my skirt.
Look, he made a new friend. What a cute kitten.Shout, shout. The little girl shouted for help after falling off the bike. The little girl shouted for help after falling off the bike. Kid, kid. Kids often make a lot of noise when they play outside.Kids often make a lot of noise when they play outside. Skirt, skirt. I borrowed my sister's pink skirt to wear to the school dance. I borrowed my sister's pink skirt to wear to the school dance. Kitten, kitten.We took the poor kittens home because they didn't have any food. We took the poor kittens home because they didn't have any food.
All right, so yes, just like we left them yesterday, Paige and Mom have been walking around the neighborhood looking for Mac. Oh, it's been a while, for an hour.
Right.
For an hour, for 60 minutes now.They've been looking for this silly dog, Mac, but they still haven't found him.
还没啊，而且重点是 Mac 是追着垃圾车走的。Is a garbage truck running so fast?
Well, maybe he chased the garbage truck around the corner, and then he chases a cat, and then he sees a guy eating some barbecue, and he goes, that smells good. You know, dogs can get sort of distracted and wander around.It's scary, though. It's scary when you're out there looking for a dog and it ran away and you can't find it. So you have to do things like this. Mom, what's she doing? She's shouting, Mac, where are you? Do you want a treat? I think, you know, asking him if he wants a treat might not be helpful, but yelling his name, you know, dogs often can notice and hear their name, so that might bring him back. Yeah, Paige, though, it's been an hour. Remember, it's been an hour. So she looks tired. She's been walking around for an hour. She's kind of embarrassed, too, because everyone on the street walking by and standing there is looking at her mom, because her mom's like, Mac, where are you? She's shaking her bag of dog cookies, and other people are like, what's that lady's problem? Anyway, so that's why Paige is kind of embarrassed, but she's also tired. She says, Mom, can we take a break? Everyone is looking at us. Yeah, well, to take a break is just to take a rest, to stop the activity, whatever you're doing, for a short time, maybe 5 or 10 minutes, mm-hmm. maybe half an hour, not too long, just to have a rest. Sit down, relax, maybe get some water, go pee. But yeah, so that's what you do when you take a rest. You've been working hard, and you want to just have a short stop.
对啊，所以如果中途先休息一下，等一下再回来原本继续做的事情就叫做 take a break。像我们上课上到50分钟完毕或45分钟完毕就会先休息一下。That's between classes. That is a break.
嗯，休息一下。
休息一下。
Yeah, do you want to take a break now? Let's take a break.
Not really. Take
okay,
a break for
break,
a second?
My break's over, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, Norman.
不过啊，说到休息，因为平常我们真的也蛮常讲的，所以休息你可以说 take a break 或者是 take a rest 都可以是休息的意思。
But of course, Mom doesn't want to take a break. She says, we can't give up, Paige. We have to find Mac.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't want to stop. She wants to keep looking till they find that dog. Paige is surprised, though, because, you know, Mom and Mac haven't always been best friends, right? Sometimes moms don't like dogs because they're noisy or
right.
make a lot of mess. Mm-hmm. So Paige is surprised. She says, I thought you hated Mac. You always shout at him for biting your shoes.Yeah, okay, well, if something, if a dog or someone or an animal, something does something you don't like, you might shout. When you shout, you say something very loudly, maybe because you're angry, or maybe because there's danger, or you just want people to pay attention to you, so you can shout at your friend if you see them, you can shout at someone if, you know, a car is coming and they can't see the car, or, like this, you might shout at someone or...a dog if they do something that makes you angry, like eating your shoes. I could see how mom would be not happy mm-hmm. that the dog is biting, eating, chewing mm-hmm. on her shoes. That would make you definitely angry. For the word shout, we have this example sentence. The little girl shouted for help after falling off the bike. The little girl shouted for help.After falling off the bike.
嗯，所以这边的 shout 这个所谓的吼叫啊，并不一定是很生气，而是大声，只要声音音量比一般大，都可以叫做 shout。大声对某人叫啊，或者是大声对狗叫啊 ，shout at someone 或 shout at something。但例句当中我们看到的 shout for help， 大声求救，这个时候当然不是生气的意思，所以音量只要比平常大，都可以用 shout。不过在 Paige 这句话当中啊，我们还可以注意到一个时态的问题，就是 Paige 其实有点想放弃了，可是妈妈呢却没有放弃，所以 Paige 就说：“哎，我以为我之前都以为你好像很讨厌 Mac， 我之前以为，但是我现在不这么认为哦。”所以你看到 Paige 他说的是 ：“I thought 我之前以为 you hated Mac， 你很讨厌 Mac，but now I don't think so。”
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting. And mom.Kind of says that. She says, Mac is part of our family. So even if she gets angry at the dog, he's still part of the Wong family.
Mm-hmm.
He's like one of my kids, she says. Oh, that's very sweet. A kid is a child, okay? So if you ask a mother how many children you have, the mother might say, I have 2 kids, mm-hmm. 1 girl and 1 boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, if you're under the age of 12 or 13, people might say, you're a kid, you're a child. That's all it means. Kid is actually the name of a child of a goat. A baby goat is called a kid.
真的吗?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's true. Yeah, that's where we get the name from.
Huh,
doesn't mean people are saying you're a goat.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You don't have to have horns and go meh. But it just is another word for child. For example...Kids often make a lot of noise when they play outside. Kids or children often make a lot of noise when they play outside.
Okay.
Like dogs.
是啊。
But they don't woof.
No.
Kids don't.
No,
not
usually. They shout.
They shout.
所以 kid 其实就是小孩子的意思。小孩子，小孩子，不然我们一般常会怎么说呢？我们可能会说 child, C-H-I-L-D, child, 那是单数。那么 child 它的复数叫做 children, children。那么 kid 的复数是直接加 s 就好啦 kids, 小孩子复数。
And just when they're talking about Mac, Paige stops and says, do you hear that? Mom says, I don't hear anything. Let's keep going, all right? She doesn't want to stop. Remember, mm-hmm. she didn't want to take a break.She wants to keep going. When you keep doing a verb plus ing, so keep sleeping, keep eating, keep watching TV, that means you continue what you were doing without any stops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, I woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning. I realized it was Sunday, so I kept sleeping. I continued to sleep.
所以当我们持续做某事而不中断的时候继续如何如何叫做 keep doing something. 就像 mom 在这边提我们继续走吧继续找吧 let's keep going. 或者是再继续睡吧 let's keep sleeping.
That's right. And just when they heard that noise, Paige looks under a nearby car where she heard the noise. Mac runs out from under the car, jumps on her,And he starts licking her face because he's so happy, a very excited, happy dog. Paige is happy too. She says, Mac, I'm so happy you're okay. So Mac runs over to mom and begins to tug on her skirt. He's tugging on her skirt. To tug is like to pull on something, all right? You might pull on a rope, for example, to see if it's safe, you know? So the dog is holding onto her skirt, her clothes, and he's tugging on mom's skirt. He's trying to get mom to look under the car.
Ah.
Yeah, he's like pulling her over because he can't say, Dog, look under the car. Right? He can't talk like that.
He can talk like this. Whoop.
Right, but he doesn't even have a finger to point.
Oh, right.
So he has to tug mom over. Mom, of course, says, come on, stupid dog. Stop biting my skirt. She wants the dog to leave her alone. Don't bite her skirt. He could break her skirt, right? A skirt, of course, is a kind of clothing that mostly women would wear. It's something that goes from the middle of their body, from their waist,down, and it's quite loose. So it's not like pants. It's this one thing that wraps around their legs, basically. So if a lady is wearing a shirt or a blouse, she might be wearing pants or a skirt underneath.
所以其实大部分，当然在苏格兰的男生是会穿裙子啦，不过大部分都女生穿裙子。Skirt, skirt, S-K-I-R-T. 不过相对于裙子来说呢，就是裤子咯。Pants, P-A-N-T-S.要加 s, 因为裤子是两管的 pants.
That's right. But this is a skirt. For example, we could say, I borrowed my sister's pink skirt to wear to the school dance. I borrowed my sister's pink skirt to wear to the school dance, and I was beautiful.
粉红色的
In my sister's pink skirt.
Pink.
Yeah.I don't remember doing that, but okay. Anyway, so Paige looks under the car. Remember, the dog was trying to get everyone to look. What does Paige see?Paige says, look, he made a new friend. What a cute kitten.
Oh, no wonder.
Oh, there's a little kitten under there. A kitten, of course, is a little baby cat. Maybe it's just, you know, a few weeks old. It's very small and cute. The kitten comes out. They start to clean it off. And then Paige and Mom laugh at Mac and the kitten. Yeah, a kitten is a young cat. For example, we could say we took the poor kittens home.Because they didn't have any food. We took the poor kittens home because they didn't have any food.
所以 kitten 这个小猫的意思不是体型小而是幼猫的意思 A young cat 叫做 kitten. Kitten. 别走开哦接下来是我们的 wrap up.
So it seems like the Wong family might have just gotten a little bit bigger.Right? Maybe their dog Mac is going to have a new friend to play with. Maybe they're going to take that kitten home.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Will mom agree?
Well, I think, in my experience, kittens and cats are much easier to take care of than dogs. So, you know, if mom is okay with the dog and having to take the dog outside to pee, having the dog biting her shoes...Cats don't really do that kind of stuff. Cats are very kind of calm and relaxed most of the time.
That's right, but what if someone is allergic to cats?
That could be a problem. But if you're allergic to cats, you're probably allergic to dogs.
Right.
Yeah, it's just all that old
but
skin.
But the dog can live outside of the house.
Yeah, cats, but that's not nice. Dogs need to be with the family. They like to be part of the family.
Running inside the house?
Sure. Moms don't like them, because you have to keep your house clean.
That's right.
Much nicer than locking your dog up outside in the cold and the rain. You don't want to do that. Kittens, though, are great, and I guess the big question would be, are Mac and the kitten going to be friends? Because dogs and cats sometimes aren't best friends. Well, maybe we'll find out next month when we meet the Wongs again. Until then, we hope you have a great day, a great month, a great time, and we'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Step by step.
Can we take a break? Can we take a break?
Sure, no problem. Let's sit down to rest for a while.
Can we take a break?
I'm afraid not. We are not ready yet.
Can we take a break?
Sure, no problem. Let's sit down to rest for a while.
Can we take a break?
I'm afraid not. We are not ready yet.
Which department would you like to visit?
Which department would you like to visit?
Hello, 大家好 ,I'm Tim. 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。大家是不是都曾有过生病或者是受伤的经验呢？如果今天身体不舒服，要去医院看病的话，有哪些实用的英文句子可以用的呢？假设今天你到了医院，护士就可能会问你说 ,Which department would you like to visit? 请问你要看哪一科呢？因为每个人的身体不舒服的原因不同，所以要看的科别当然也就不同咯。句子中的 department 就是部门的意思，例如公司里的销售部门，英文就是 sales department。另外，像我们常常会去逛的百货公司，英文就是 department store， 表示是由很多小店所组成的一间大商店哦。好，假设今天你是喉咙不舒服的话，应该要看哪一科呢？你可以去看 ENT， 也就是耳鼻喉科。这个字是由 ear 耳朵、nose 鼻子、throat 喉咙三个字组成的，是不是很好记呢？希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来哦。现在就让我们来看看今天的例句。Which department would you like to visit? 小聚会我们下次见咯。
Which department would you like to visit?
Which department would you like to visit?
Meet the Wongs. Where is Mac?
Mac, where are you? Do you want a treat?
Mom, can we take a break? Everyone is looking at us.
We can't give up, Paige. We have to find Mac.
I thought you hated Mac. You always shout at him for biting your shoes.
Oh, Mac is part of our family. He's like one of my kids.
Do you hear that?
I don't hear anything. Let's keep going.
Mac! I'm so happy you're okay.
Come on, stupid dog. Stop biting my skirt.
Look, he made a new friend. What a cute kitten. Shout. Shout. The little girl shouted for help after falling off the bike. The little girl shouted for help after falling off the bike. Kid, kid. Kids often make a lot of noise when they play outside. Kids often make a lot of noise when they play outside. Skirt, skirt. I borrowed my sister's pink skirt to wear to the school dance. I borrowed my sister's pink skirt to wear to the school dance. Kitten, kitten. We took the poor kittens home because they didn't have any food. We took the poor kittens home because they didn't have any food.